Good morning.
So the topic of today's shiur is whether or not a person is mechuyev to make a bracha before merely tasting a food or merely tasting something to drink. If a person, let's say, is at a wine store and they allow him to taste the wine in order to determine whether or not he wants to purchase the wine, and he's not going to drink a full revius of the wine because they don't allow it, is he mechuyev to make a bracha when merely tasting the wine? Similarly, the question comes up when a woman is cooking food. She's cooking for Shabbos, she's cooking a new dish, and she wants to taste it to know whether or not this can be served to the family later on during supper. Is she mechuyev to make a bracha when tasting the food? Or, fakir, do we say that it's also for her to make a bracha because she's not intending to enjoy the taste of the food right now? All she wants to do is ascertain whether or not the food is suitable to be served later on at supper, but she's not intending to enjoy the food. Perhaps it's also for her to make a bruch. So this question depends on how to understand a Gemara in Meseches Brachos, Daf Yud Dalet. The Gemara over there tells us, Mat Emes, someone who merely tastes the food but doesn't actually intend on enjoying the food does not make a bracha. And when we assume that a person is not mechuyev to make a bracha, that leads us to the conclusion that it's actually usur for the person to recite a bracha because of the concept of bracha levatol. You're not allowed to recite a bracha that you're not mechuyev to make. And therefore, if we assume that this person tasting the food is not mechuyev to make a bracha, that indicates that it's actually forbidden for the person to recite a bracha because it would violate the iser of bracha levatola. The Rishonim all point out that in this case, where the Gemara exempts a person from reciting a bracha when merely tasting something to eat or tasting a drink, this is referring to a person that's not eating a full kezias of the food and not drinking a full revius of the drink. In other words, you are not drinking or eating the requisite shear that automatically requires a bracha. You are drinking less than the requisite shear, so it's less than a kezias of the food or less than a revius of the drink. Only in that case is there a question of whether or not a person is supposed to make a bracha when he's only a matemes, only tasting the food, and the Gemara is saying that you're in fact exempt from making a bracha. But if a person has a full kezias of the food, or a person has a full revius of a drink, we assume that that's a bona fide achila or a bona fide shtia, and you therefore will certainly be required to recite a bracha. The question is, what in fact is the Gemara referring to when it says that someone merely tasting the food or tasting the drink is exempt from making a bracha? And not only are you exempt, you're actually not allowed to recite a bracha in such a circumstance. What case is being referred to? So this is the subject of a tremendous machlokes rishonim with very relevant application in our shaila about the wine tasting. According to the Rambam, this halacha applies even if the person is going to swallow the food. A person is going to swallow the food and he's going to swallow the drink that he is tasting. Nevertheless, since your intent is not to enjoy the taste, but rather merely to ascertain whether or not it's suitable to be served later, or it's suitable to purchase from the store, we therefore assume that you're potter from making a bracha because you're not being nene, you're not deriving hano, you're not deriving pleasure as a normal person does b'shas achil. And therefore, as long as you don't have the amount that automatically obligates you to make a bracha, so you're having less than a kezias of a food and less than a revius of a drink, you're potter from making a bracha in spite of the fact that you're actually swallowing the food. The Rosh and Tosfos both disagree fundamentally with the shita of the Rambam. And according to them, if you actually swallow the food or the drink that you are tasting, you are automatically mechuyev to make a bracha. And the entire exemption that the Gemara refers to over here for a matemes only refers to a case where you're tasting it and subsequently spitting it out. Only when you taste it and subsequently spit it out do we say that someone who is merely tasting the food or tasting the drink is potter from making a bracha and usher from making a bracha. However, if you're actually going to swallow the food when tasting it, you're automatically mechuyev to make a bracha in all cases, even though you are merely tasting it, not with the intent to actually enjoy the food, but merely to determine whether or not to serve it later on or to purchase it from the store, because Lamaisa says the Rosh and says Taisvis, you are in Mitzias enjoying the food, you're in actuality having some type of pleasure from the food, and therefore you're mechuyev to recite a bracha. So in spite of the fact that you're not intending to enjoy it inherently as a food or drink that is going to be consumed currently, but rather you're merely trying to determine whether or not in the future you want to buy it or you want to serve it. Nevertheless, since it does provide the person's body with some type of inevitable pleasure, he is therefore mechuyev to recite a bracha. How do we paskin lahalacha? So if a person is tasting wine in order to determine whether or not he wants to purchase it, or if a woman is cooking for supper and she wants to taste the food in order to determine whether or not she wants to serve it, and she is only tasting less than the requisite shear, which would automatically obligate her to recite a bracha, the question is, does she in fact recite a bracha if she is going to swallow the food? Or if the person is going to swallow the wine that he is tasting, is he mechuyev to make a bracha? The Ramos says that you should not make a bracha because safik brachas lahakol. Since this question is the subject of a machlekes rishonim, we have to be concerned with the opinion that you're potter from making a bracha because according to this opinion, it's an iser bracha levatala. We therefore must rule that you should not recite a bracha because safik brachas lahakol. So if you're going to swallow the food, you do not make a bracha if you're only tasting it and you're not intending to enjoy it if you're not having the requisite shear. The Mishnah Berurah does bring down that the Magen Avraham disagrees, and the Magen Avraham Taka holds that you should, in fact, recite a bracha in accordance with the Shita of the Rosh and Taisvis, because if you actually swallow the food, that inevitably does give you a certain degree of pleasure, and therefore you should recite a bracha, even though you're merely tasting the food. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that a person, in a practical sense, should not follow this psak of the Magen Avraham, but rather should follow the hachra of the Ramah, that we employ the general rule of safik brachas lahakol, and therefore, if you're not sure whether or not you want to purchase this wine, or you're not sure whether you feel that this food is suitable to be served for dinner, and you're tasting the food in order to determine whether or not you feel it's tasty enough, according to the hachra of the Mishnah Berurah, you're not supposed to recite a bracha. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, there is an eitzah that a person should employ when facing this predicament, and what the person should do, halacha lemaisa, is he should follow the hachra of the Chayei Adam. The Chayei Adam writes that if a person is in this situation where he is tasting the food, but he is subsequently going to swallow the food, and he's not eating or drinking the requisite shear that automatically obligates him in a bracha, says the Chayei Adam, you should specifically have in mind to enjoy the food or the drink when tasting it. If you specifically have in mind to have some type of pleasure from the tasting that takes place currently, even though the primary intent is to determine whether or not you want to buy it or you want to serve it later, nevertheless, since you have hana now and you clearly intend to have hana now, that requires a bracha according to everyone. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, if a person has this in mind, this is the optimal way of approaching this situation. A person should be mechaven to be nene, and therefore he's certainly obligated in a bracha in that case, and that is the best possible way of approaching the situation. If a person didn't have in mind, we employ the rule of safek brachas lahakol. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, lechatchila, a person should have in mind specifically to derive hanoh from the te'ima, and in that case, you'll recite a bracha according to everyone.